Well, let's take a break from the news now for a classical edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Joining us today is Vic DiGeronimo, the host of Classic Mornings at WILL in Urbana, Illinois, my hometown. Hi, Vic.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, it's great to have you back, and you've got something a little more interesting than, I guess, a pumpkin spice latte for us. This is a special September selection of classical music.
Yeah, we're at the transition here between late summer and early autumn, and I think this music will go real well with the transition time.
Okay, well, the first one, which listeners will certainly recognize, is Autumn from Antonio Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. I know this so well because I played it on the cello when I was young and put together a little chamber music group, and we put this on. And I remember that we had to bring in one of our music teachers as the violinist, and somebody said to me afterwards, well, she did a great job. So, but tell us about this one.
Well, what you're hearing is the sound of the hunt, and that's how Vivaldi concludes the concerto. He has three pictures. The first one is the merriment that goes along with the harvest and with the celebration of autumn. The second movement, from perhaps too much celebrating, is sleep. And then the third movement is the hunt. And you hear, just with the use of string instruments, you hear the dogs and you hear the horses and you hear the hunting horns. And it's a pretty exciting finale for the hunt and for autumn.
Okay, well, the next one that you have brought us is called The Last Rose of Summer. This version is by Friedrich von Flotow from his opera Marta. And that soprano that you hear there is Renee Fleming. What is she singing about?
This is a poem that was written by the Irish poet, singer, songwriter Thomas Moore. And it is indeed about the last rose of summer, but it's more of a metaphor for someone who is the last of their family, their circle of friends. But indeed, it is about the autumn, even though it's a metaphor, and it's probably one of the greatest hits of the early 19th century. It was written during Beethoven's lifetime. Beethoven used the tune twice. Contemporaries of Beethoven used the tune. Mendelssohn wrote variations on it, Felix Mendelssohn. Mikhail Glinka, the Russian composer, wrote variations on it. And then comes the opera Marta in 1847 by Flotow, and he just incorporated it into the opera as kind of a showstopper for one of his singers. And we have the opportunity to hear a soprano singing it in the middle of an opera, which is what Renee Fleming does here with The Last Rose of Summer.
With such a beautiful voice. The next one that you brought us is an Italian's take on fall. This is Autumn from Giuseppe Verdi's opera The Sicilian Vespers. Thank you. say it sounds more like spring than autumn to me, Vic. What do you think?
Well, autumn is the finale of this ballet within an opera. If that sounds strange to you, Verdi was writing this for the Paris Opera. The Parisians have always asked for a ballet as a part of their opera. This is a grand ballet, The Four Seasons, and it concludes with autumn. It's sort of a lighter moment, if you will, in a very dramatic and very intense opera of the Sicilian Vespers.
Okay, the next one is from Alexander Glazunov's ballet, The Seasons. This is also called Autumn. I guess it reminds you that when you are done with the summer and you get into autumn, you're moving very quickly. Things have to get done. You're back to work in the autumn.
Well, again, this is the celebratory autumn. Mm-hmm. And Glazunov, just like Verdi, concludes the ballet with autumn rather than with winter, which is what Vivaldi does. And Alexander Glazunov was known for being a great orchestrator, not only of his music, but he orchestrated music of Tchaikovsky and Borodin at one point. And so here's this grand orchestra celebrating autumn in all of its festivities. There are so many festivals and there's so much merrymaking and celebrating that goes on in autumn around the world. And here it's a part of that celebration in the music of Glazunov.
Okay, well, last but not least, we have a modern piece. This is also called Autumn. This is by Stephen Reynolds, who wrote it in the 1980s. You can almost picture that last yellow leaf floating down a stream.
This is a piece that I understand is uncharacteristic of Stephen Reynolds, who writes a lot of experimental music, and that's according to the pianist Stephen Huff. And what he was trying to do, I understand, this is one of what are called two poems in homage to Fauré, Gabriel Fauré, the late 19th, early 20th century French composer, was use the language of Fauré in writing a piece in the Song of Autumn. And it kind of reminds me of the film from the 1980s by Bertrand Tavernier, A Sunday in the Country, about a French painter, which takes place in late summer, early autumn, and you could just sort of see the colors of a still life, and it's sort of reflecting on the autumn in this piece by Stephen Reynolds.
What do you hear as the main difference as over the centuries these composers have tried to make sense of autumn?
I think there are more similarities than differences, and they're looking at the harvest, and they're looking at festivals, and they're looking at celebration as the warm weather and that portion of the year comes to an end before the anticipated winter. And not that that doesn't have a beauty to it, but I think musically speaking, let's enjoy this. Let's celebrate it. If we haven't done enough, let's make sure we make up for lost time.
Let's just be happy that the classical composers that we admire didn't grow up in Southern California, where they wouldn't have had these seasons to write about. That is Vic DiGeronimo, who hosts Classic Mornings at WILL in Urbana, Illinois. Thanks so much for joining us once again.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy.